For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Usually we are joined by this guest on Friday, but this week is going to be a little bit different with the NFL draft and with the Royals having an off day today. Today feels like the perfect time to have Josh Vernier join us on the show. Vern, how you doing today, my man?
I'm very well. How are you, C-Dot?
Doing great. Vern, when you were 10 years old, who was your favorite wrestler?
1993. I may have just now. Is Stone Cold around in 1993? Because that's when I checked out. Was the Attitude Era? Hulk Hogan was always my guy. I was the classic blonde-haired white kid out there.
I never knew this. So you didn't. You weren't like a Shawn Michaels,
no,
The Rock.
No,
you were. You were out at that point.
I was take your vitamins, say your prayers, and once they stopped doing that, man, I was out. And that was around the time I realized, oh, this isn't real, and it kind of bummed me out.
When did the baseball bug get you?
Baseball did pretty early first via cards, and then video games, and then making your first trip out there, and you know, then the strike hits. And the team I followed growing up in Michigan, the Tigers sucked once the strike hit and continued to suck for the next 20 years. So, you know, you had to pick a Team B, and I went with Frank Thomas and the Chicago White Sox, mainly because I was just such a big, big Hurt fan.
I mean, in hindsight, we don't give baseball players nicknames the way that we used to. Like, there's nobody with a nickname like the Big Hurt.
The Big Hurt. No, no. And that came from Hawk Harrelson. It normally comes from the announcer. I think Rex is the one that deemed Bobby Baseball. I think he's the one that gave Bobby Witt Jr. that nickname. So, Boobalicious, I think HUD gave Chris Bubich that nickname as well. So, it normally comes from the TV announcer or color commentary. And HUD did that for the Big Hurt, or excuse me, Hawk did that for the Big Hurts. We need HUD to come up with some more.
Right now, we're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Vernier. Vern, do you want to start with the one game they won this week or the six games that they lost? I'll let you decide.
Let's start with the positive. I do think that there is something to take away from that game yesterday. You know, going into it, I thought we were going to learn something about the boys. Right, a six-game losing streak, a 10-game road trip. No matter what happens, it comes to an end. We get to go home and enjoy our own beds and homes coming up tomorrow. Oh, boy, Tarek Skubal, a relentless Detroit Tigers team, and a lot of mistakes. You know, Royals made mistakes. Michael Wacha was good. He wasn't perfect. The defense was good. It wasn't perfect. Offensively, the bullpen, it was all good, but nothing was clean. Nothing was easy. Nothing was pretty, but they found a grimy way to snap the losing streak. And I think for a team that even though it's a lot of the same names and the same faces, it is a, as Denny's told us, has told you over the years, you know, every year is different. I do think that this team is finding its 2025 identity, because as we've seen early on, to duplicate what they did last year, where three guys carry the offense and, you know, four guys carry the pitching staff, that's a pretty tough ask and almost impossible to replicate.
I know it seems very obvious and very straightforward, but I mean, yesterday was the blueprint. If this team can just score four runs consistently, I mean, this season, I know, very limited sample size, they are 7-1 in games in which they score at least four. They are 2-13 when they score three or fewer runs. It really seems like it's that simple. They gave themselves a chance because they scored at least four runs yesterday.
And the only reason they scored four runs is because Detroit gift-wrapped a two-base error for Bobby Witt Jr. to lead off the eighth inning, or else, you know, Royals lose that game more than likely 3-2, and we're talking about a seven-game losing streak, and people are diving off the bandwagon left and right. Yeah, it would be great if they could go out there and score four runs every single game. We were saying the same thing about the 2014 team, and, you know, they really were unable to do that. When they did, they won. Maybe this is what we're in store for in 2025, but boy, I refuse to believe that the offense is the worst in the American League. I refuse to believe that Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi are going to be this bad in the clutch situations. I tend to believe that the final 85% of the season offensively is going to be much better than what we've seen in the first 15%.
Right now, we're joined by our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, going through some of the top storylines as the Royals have an off day. Let's talk about MJ Melendez. Are you surprised that they pulled the plug this early?
Yeah. If you would have told me at the beginning of the season that it would take 23 games for them to pull the ripcord on MJ, of course I would have been surprised. Disappointed as well. You know, hopefully encouraged by Drew Waters. Hopefully this can lift him to a strong 2025, getting a small vote of confidence. But of course, the move is reflective of a young man that has lost his confidence and that obviously can't do anything offensively, can't hit anything outside of that, you know, straight here it is fastball. So, surprised that MJ's in Omaha, but agree with it. It's tough to disagree when the guy is 4-47 to start off the season. Yes, he's playing some solid defense. Maybe you'll have a slight drop off there, but shoot, man, look around the diamond. The Royals are sacrificing defense for the possible offensive boost everywhere you look right now. They're sacrificing quite a bit to get anything offensively, and that's why you're going to see Mark Canna in the lineup every single day moving forward. You should see Michael Garcia in the lineup every single day, because these are the only guys that are shoehorning their way into the lineup on a daily basis, the only guys that are putting something of note forth. So Q has some confidence putting their name in the lineup. But, you know, Royals have, what, 11 home runs in the first 23 games, by far the worst in Major League Baseball. To get rid of a guy in MJ Melendez, one of the few guys that has true home run power, you know, it's certainly not something you're going to celebrate. You need him back. You want a good MJ. A good MJ makes this team a lot better.
Do you think there was a particular breaking point with MJ? Was this a scenario where they simply had to hand the fans something because the fans were starting to go restless with the offense? Was this something that was done to send a message in the locker room? I mean, you're right. I am surprised that they did this in the first month of the season. Usually the Royals display a little bit more patience than they did with MJ Melendez. I don't disagree with the decision at all. I think he needed time to clear his head down in Omaha. But just given the track record of this organization, I am surprised that they did this so quickly.
You dive into the numbers and you'll see exactly why. Sure, confidence is the main reason. If a kid's still confident, it's tough to work through issues at the big league level, but at least you're showing up to the ballpark with the expectation to win and how can I contribute to a win. But if all you're thinking about are your offensive failures, well, it's going to start affecting you on the base paths, defensively, in the dugout, in the clubhouse, and that's going to permeate, and this team obviously doesn't need that. But you dive into the numbers, and you'll see the opposition, outside of Max Fried, the lefty that gave up the home run to MJ Melendez, who's one of the best pitchers in the sport, so just thought I could sneak a 95 past MJ if I throw it right down the middle. Well, you saw after that home run against Max Fried, MJ didn't see anything straight. And he wasn't going to see anything straight because the stats say he hasn't picked up a knock all year against a breaking ball. So, you know, the report was out. It was an automatic out in a history of, you know, we've seen a lot of automatic outs in our time in Kansas City. And, you know, MJ early on 2025 was at or near the top of that automatic out list of the past 15 years.
You and I both love the movie Major League. Is it time for Hunter Renfroe to be checking that locker to make sure that he doesn't have the red tag? I mean, if they're sending these kind of messages early on to MJ, I don't know why they wouldn't be considering it doing it to Hunter Renfroe as well.
Yeah, Dozier, Renfroe, whatever. Yeah, all of them, sure. Chris Stratton as well. I don't know what they're bringing. You know, I don't know what they're putting in the bucket to help this team accumulate victories. You know, Listen, they're making money, and, you know, that's an uncomfortable knock on the door for J.J. Piccolo telling John Sherman, hey, the contract, the money that you are going to pay Chris Stratton, it's going to be for nothing. We're kicking him out. Hunter Renfroe, you're going to pay him for nothing as well. You know, Chris Stratton often is put into the games, give me six outs, give me two innings. Just throw strikes. I really don't care if you give up runs. Just get us through this god-awful game. Give me six outs. And he doesn't. He gives you five, and then you have to bring in Daniel Lynch, and then he's burned the next day. So Chris Stratton's not earning his roster spot. And Hunter Renfroe, you thought, even if he doesn't hit consistently, there would be the occasional extra base hit. There would be the occasional great throw from right field that helps you win a game, a defensive move, a defensive play that helps you win a game. Now, his defense is well below average. His arm has made one play all season. His arm has made me shake my head more than it's made my eyes expand. So, yeah, Hunter Renfroe, Chris Stratton, I don't know what they bring to the team right now.
I have not watched a second of Rockies baseball. I mean, probably since Troy Tulowitzki was in Denver. All I know is that they're terrible. Is there any other analysis that we need for this series other than you cannot lose 2 of 3 at home to a team that is 4-17? They're already 11.5 games back in their division, and they've already fired their hitting coach. You cannot lose 2 of 3 to that team.
And their best player just went on the IL in Ezekiel Tovar. I agree. And you're at home. You know, if the Royals are who we thought they were or who we hope they're going to be, you win your series at home. If you're a playoffs or bust ball club, if you're one of those second-tier teams we talked about on Friday, yeah, you take 2 of 3 from Colorado, even if they have their all-star pitcher going on Wednesday, even if they have their top prospect going in the finale on Thursday afternoon, top prospect that nobody in this Royals lineup has ever faced before with a big old fastball. C-Dot, you and I have seen that story plenty of times over the past decade and a half. I'm nervous about the finale, grateful that Cole Reagans is on the hill, but nervous that we could be staring down a 1-1 game coming up in the finale. Take 2 of 3, no doubt about it. But this offense needs to give me a little bit more hope before I'm going into it. Confident that we'll get 2 of 3. Marquez and Dolander in those final two games. I wish this wasn't true, but I am kind of nervous.
All right, I'll get you out of here with these last two things. The first thing is, you could have made up any name when you told me that Colorado's best player was not playing, and I would have believed you. I'm not even sure if the name you gave was like an actual human being or a real person or not. You said it so confidently, so I believe you that that's a real player. But you could have said anybody, and I would have been like, oh, yeah, Vern,
good point.
How
many teams are there like that? Because you speak for the masses right now. The Rockies, Nationals, Marlins.
They still got Strasburg on the Nationals?
Nope. Nope. He's been.
They got Juan Soto. He's gone now, too, huh?
Nope. I would say, and this is, if you want an example of where Major League Baseball is, I mean, you guys are about to talk about the NFL draft and who every team in the NFL is going to pick in the first round. And the average listener can vibe with that, can understand all 32 NFL teams and what their need is. C-Dot, I would say 20% of the league the 20% of the teams in the league, the average listener right now can't name the best player on the team. Right, six of the 30 teams? I think that's fair, 20%.
Last thing here as well, we'll go off the baseball path just because I believe everybody has this and you watch enough college football. Who is the quarterback that you were convinced that they were going to be a good NFL starter and it just didn't work out?
Oh, boy. Well, you know, I wouldn't say that I was convinced that no, I didn't believe in Joey Harrington just because he was drafted by the Lions, but I was excited. I was excited when I watched him. He tore it up, I believe, in the Rose Bowl at Oregon, and then they drafted. Oh, my God, I was so excited. So, yeah, I guess I'll say Joey Harrington. It's so embarrassing. It was more of my fandom than it was any sort of football acumen that I have. It was just, boy, he could be the answer, and boy, was he certainly. I thought Jay Cutler. I thought Jay Cutler was going to take the Browns to the or take the Bears to the Super Bowl. I was wrong about that. I didn't think Cam Newton would be as good as he was.
You
go ahead.
You weren't a Cam Newton guy?
I wasn't convinced that he would be what he became, and I think that's a Hall of Famer. I thought he'd be good. I didn't think he would be the best player in the NFL.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time, subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
NFL like he was back in, what, 2015?
That is our guy, Josh Vern. You're joining us on the show today. Vern, enjoy your day off. I promise you, I will not bother you until next Friday. So it's going to be a long time since, and I won't even be here next Friday. So it's a long time, man, since I'll talk to
you. I'm going
to
miss you, bud. Take care.
Absolutely. That is our guy, Josh Vern. You're joining us on the show today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.